AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Tropical storm warnings are up for the Florida Keys and the state's southern west coast as a storm system makes its way up the peninsula. Already there's rain and strong winds. National Hurricane Center specialist Jack Bevin.
Those rains would cause considerable flash and urban flooding along with river flooding.
Bevin says the storm's expected to move up the Gulf of Mexico, strengthening into a tropical storm, crossing over the panhandle late Sunday into the Atlantic, where it could threaten Georgia and the Carolinas with heavy rain. Much of Florida is already under an emergency declaration, reports our Julie Walker.
Residents like Justin Willis filling sandbags, telling WFTS, better safe than sorry.
Florida is always unpredictable.
A violent gun battle in Lake County, Florida, where a sheriff's deputy was killed. Two others were injured trying to get him out of a home. It happened in Eustis during a disturbance call. Two suspects are also dead. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is campaigning with J.D. Vance in Atlanta. He announced on social media he won't attend a debate September 10th with Vice President Kamala Harris, but he is suggesting they face off a week earlier on Fox. The Democratic Veep stakes are underway. Harris is said to be interviewing potential running mates this weekend after it was announced Friday she had the delegates needed to top the ticket.
I will officially accept your nomination next week.
With tensions high in the Middle East, the Pentagon's boosting its military presence, sending in a fighter jet squadron and destroyers. Aerosmith fans are sad to hear the band is not completing its farewell tour. Steven Tyler's vocal cord injury is now said to be permanent. In Olympic action, Simone Biles won her 7th gold in the women's vault, but runner Sha'Carri Richardson was surpassed. This is AP News. Religion and the Olympics opening ceremony.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Paris Olympics organizers apologized for a tableau during the event's opening ceremony that evoked Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. The ceremony's presentation featured DJ and producer Barbara Butch, flanked by drag artists and dancers. The French Catholic Church's Conference of Bishops deplored what they called scenes of derision they say mocked Christianity. 4 years after Jerry Falwell Jr. resigned as the head of Liberty University amid a series of personal scandals, he and the evangelical school founded by his father have announced a settlement. Both sides also agreed on the conditions under which the school will still use Jerry Falwell Sr.'s name, image, and likeness. Falwell announced his resignation in August 2020. Revelations of his wife's extramarital affair sparked criticism at the school. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.